Hi. So this is me wanting to share with you what I'm going through, which has been part of my commitment to periodically share the results of the process of applying the protocol and how to do that month by month. Most of you already know that. So in this month, the first month of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the month of entry or the beginning of stepping onto a long previously described pathway. And this is stepping into the experience. Now, part of that experience is stepping into this experience also as a one, much like being born one at a time in children, even their twins or triplets, we're born somewhat alone. And we die alone. We may be in a group that's bombed or something, but we die alone. We leave this world alone. So this entry into this very first month has a lot to do with feeling alone. And the advantage or opportunity of what it feels like to want to go through the process of actualization of one's existence, be it soul, consciousness, divine source. This is the gift of being embodied in the world, presented as a sequence of experiences in feeling. Yes, this is the gene code, and more and more. So in the second week of the first month, it's called the personal week. The first week was about this feeling relationship to the divine and taking a week to relate to my existence as having some kind of divine function, just watchfulness of asking, or not, effortless or not, that first week. The second week is different because it is alone, which means I need to be really willing and have a desire to want to experience or explore my own individuality, primarily presented through the opportunity to feel. So hence, increase my feeling inside me, not related to the divine, not related to next week, the third week, which has to do relationships to people, and beyond the fourth week, and it gets larger and larger. But this week is about everything inside me. Not an easy thing to do, by the way, because I've been doing my best to practice hour by hour, and there's like squeezing inside of a place that is not necessarily easy because it's filled up with lots of other feelings, social, emotional memories, and so on, ancestral or otherwise, collective consciousness or otherwise. How do I become an individual soul being inside of my own fingerprint? Now, I say fingerprint because fingerprints fascinate me. They are made of only three patterns: ridges, loops, and whorls. You can go look it up if you want, but yeah, it's useful. But how is it that my fingerprint is created or manifested visibly at 9 weeks of gestation? Meaning literally by the 10th week, I have my complete fingerprint and it doesn't change my entire life. Now you can say the same thing about other things like your blood type, for example. So if I combine my fingerprint, my blood type, there is some kind of individuality in my constitutional framework of who I am in the physical world, defined by my spiritual existence now reflecting into my conception and coming out as my individuality in my fingerprint. And no matter what happens to me in my entire life, all those things, they come and go, my fingerprint remains the same. So for me, it is a somewhat of a targeting mechanism, that and my blood type, and I'm doing both, but I'm just talking literally about the fingerprint for a moment, diving into that design. So what is it in me that's so capable of remembering and holding a specific ridge, whorl, loop pattern in my fingerprint and can reproduce that where the cells on my hands, palms, maybe even 4 days, fall off, the ones on the fingertips apparently 3 to 6 weeks, and they're replaced. So my body's constantly replacing cells, but maintaining an absolutely consistent alignment to a vector called my own fingerprint. So to have the second week, I want to know the interior me. And one of the ways on the second week is I'm focusing on individual interior physical processes, a gland, an organ, a body system. I pick them out here and there so I can feel more about the me. And you might say that that's narcissistic, but no, it's only about me. I can't blame my parents. I can't blame my past. I can't blame my ancestry. I can't blame the entities. I can't blame anybody for anything. I need to be willing to accept the opportunity to step into that very thin line that corresponds to the actual inner core of my own existence. Call it whatever you want. I want to be the inner core me that was originally designed from the divine levels. I want to be that function. I want to be that person. I want to be that being. I want to learn to live in harmony with that. It's not easy. And yet, wow, it's pretty easy. I live in an environment, by the way, even though I have images behind me, I'm sitting in front of a beautiful bay window. I see lots of birds, animals, deer, fox, raccoons, squirrels, chipmunks. They all come by here. Butterflies, hummingbirds. I live in a really comfortable environment. I have water, not just any water. I filter the water. It sits still for a while. It's surrounded by orchids for a reason, because I want to drink water that is as clean and still and as infused with orchid consciousness. Why? Because they are utterly, beautifully perfect, far more than I feel about myself. But onward and onward, I have all the food, too much food I could ever want. I regulate my temperature. I have freedom of opportunities. I don't need to go anywhere, do anything. I can walk. I'm utterly free. This is my law of compensation, and it feels utterly unacceptable, because this is my law of compensation. This is the me that I am engaged in receiving my feedback, called the law of compensation. Call it karma if you want, but it's my cause-effect feedback. This is me. So if there's a pain in my right heel, which there is today, wasn't there a couple days ago, but there's a little, and so there's aches and pains and physical functions. I'm building me. Everything I see is me. In this week, it's all about my inner world of personal self-image. Who do I see myself as? What do I feel? What do I really want to do? And I have to say, okay, I can't go jumping out. Oh, and I just want to do God. Now, that's kind of an escapism. I need to be me, take care of my body, walk, exercise, do this, eat, poop, whatever. I need to clean it up, take care of it, and engage in the sequential opportunity to be in harmony with space and time, inward physical reality, outward physical reality, social phenomenon. It doesn't matter what's out there from my social network immediately around me, to my country, to the globe, to the aliens, to whomever, whomever, and whomever. It doesn't matter. What matters in this week, in the second week of this month, is what's my inward personal experience of me. So that's why I'm focusing on the fingerprint. I want to be the me. Later on, yeah, I recognize that I'm only existing in combination with other people. Call my family tree. Yeah, I realize I'm existing with people in my network. You know, yes, I exist in the globe, but yeah, I get all that. I'm part of a vast network of unseen spirits and souls for trillions of, well, I only can be me. I want to be my constitutional inward essence. And I want to live that dynamically in the body, not have an anticipation that, yes, in a faith-based reality, one day, just one day, I will, sooner or later, yes, I will live in the present as if it is the future. Call it faith, call it whatever you want. That's all very fine. But no, for me today, nah, that's not acceptable. I want to have the passion today to be realized and fulfilled today. I don't want to live in future anticipations of possibilities. I want to live dynamically with a feeling existence inside me, not just with my physicality or mental egoic expressions. I want to be the soul inside me, like my fingerprint. Can you imagine something so capable to remember my fingerprint and keep reproducing it? It's a miracle. It's utterly an undefinable, unrealized miracle to have a fingerprint. Wow. What is that mechanism that's so intelligent, so durable, that if you just come by and kill me, my fingerprint goes with my soul? The fingerprint is like the iris to me. It's like a window into a physical manifestation of my essence of being. And no matter what happens in my physicality, that interior essence goes with me. So if that's true, not always about the future, come back into the present. What am I doing right now that I want to live and be? And I confess that when I go inside doing it, I get frustrated and a little angry and go, why is the world so crazy? Why is the world utterly, absolutely nuts? Why are we, I blame all you, by the way, why are they doing all that? No, come back. It's not about blaming anyone else. No, it's not about attacking them or blaming this or whining about that. It's not this. It's about what I feel inside me. No, I can't attack me. And I recognize in this moment that cascade of feelings is what I need to protocol. This is me occupying my interior existence while being willing to examine and feel all of the influx of different things that are my law of attractions. Oh, thank you. A small little flock of doves just landed on my bird feeder and they're all so happy. And so that's my law of attraction in the moment. How do I take every single feeling I'm feeling? But wait, it's the second week. It's not about outside. That's next week. And the fourth week is really about being able to be outside, but the second week is inside me. Wow, what is my personal self-image? What is my personal belief system about me? Not what I think God's image of me is, and that's pretty easy, and that feels nice, and that feels sweet, and all that. But how do I really feel? And then how do I access that feeling even deeper? If I were to die in the next 10 minutes, which I would welcome that, as frightening as it might be, I want to be able to leave here while accelerating. I don't want to leave here while dying. I want to leave here while living. I want to leave here while fully enjoying the vital presence of the consciousness of the living magnitude of the divine right here inside of me. That's not your job. That's not anybody else's function and purpose. Next week, yeah, it's kind of up to you. I have to share the neighborhood and then the streets, and that's called three, and that's called give and receive, material law, ethics, morality, all. It's about people. Yikes, I'm not totally looking forward to that week. And the fourth week is about how to manifest all of that into a social physical reality of virtue of the month. Okay, that's the future. Third week, fourth week, so on. Back to this one. How do I feel inside me? At times, I'm totally passionately zealous. There's a bunny rabbit just running across the yard. Oh, wait a minute. There he is right there. A little bunny rabbit right there. Wild one. How come he gets to be free? Run around and he just eats the stuff. And I want to be utterly, totally free to be me anywhere in the universe, anytime I want to be. And later on, yeah, I know it has to do with my interior belief systems, because whatever I'm going through right now, including my aging process, has to do with my resistance to the truth. All of my interior pain is being created not from my past behavior. The damage for that's already done. It's not my parents. It's not my family genetics. It's whatever I'm doing inside me right now is the thing causing my pain right now. So whatever lucidness or despair or cloudiness or whatever I have right now, whatever ache and pain and doubt I have is right now. I'm doing it right now by holding some interior unknown resistance to some higher form of reality called truth. Ah! So, I just wanted to share with you my fingerprint. I know that's weird, but each and every one of us has such a absolutely perfectly unique fingerprint. I want to feel mine. I want to get in there and occupy the same mechanism that has the ability on a soul-based emotional memory to remember all of my interior sincere intent to want to grow and store that inside my fingerprint. No, not this one right here. The fingerprint of my heart, the fingerprint of my soul. And then manifest a personal reality. Here I am again, going into the someday somewhere. Come back. It's so easy to want to escape the personal responsibility to feel right here, right now. Now, feel that. Oh, did I mention it's the two girl month of transcendent lucid peace? Yeah, can't quite do that one yet, but I'm developing a feminine passion yin passion for all of that, but that's how I am today. We'll see about tomorrow, and boy, you just wait for that third week, because I'm going to tell all of you how wrong you're doing it, because it's all your fault I'm not healthier, right? No, that's not true. That's not you at all, but this week, just feel me. Thought I would share my fingerprint. There it is. There, you get a good look at it. That's kind of it. See you, bye.